Food plays a multifaceted role in our lives. It nourishes us. It also heals us. Herbs and plant-based serums have been known to be therapeutic for centuries. And one food that's also one of nature's best elixirs for everything from soothing a sore throat to dressing a wound is...
Sugar.
No.
Oh, honey, honey.
That's right. Honey. The sweet, thick, sticky liquid produced by our friends in nature, bees. Well, they're not always our friends. Imagine, for example, if there was a beehive on your front porch. That would be a problem. But it's a problem that Bay Area beekeeper Marina Shoup would gladly solve for you. You see, Shoup is a member of the San Francisco Beekeepers Association, and she's one of two women in the group who remove unwanted beehives. The process is known as extraction. Shoup told KALW's Stephen Short about the first time she had to answer a call for extraction. She ended up getting way more intimate with bees than ever before.
I would almost say it was mystical in that, I mean, we had to locate the hive. I mean, we kind of knew where they were. We could tell where they were coming into the wall. And then we actually got into the living room, kind of located a general area where they were. And Karen rubbed her hand, you know, in a horizontal line across some studs, you know, on the sheetrock inside the living room. And all of a sudden it went from room temperature to really warm. Because the bees keep the hive in the 90s, and they're behind the wall, and we could feel the heat through the sheetrock. It was great. And as we started to open up the wall, it was clear that there had been a previous hive, because there was old wax from before, and they were going to run out of room. So we just slowly, we had a bee vacuum, sucked them out, and cut away the wall, and we'd cut out pieces of comb that they had created in the wall that had brood. Had baby bees and eggs. So we basically took their whole hive in a box back to the city. We had 10 frames that we had rubber banded with brood and egg and pollen that they had already collected. We had a big bucket of honey, frames that just had comb honey. And we had a vacuum full of bees. This particular vacuum, they get sucked in a tube, just like a vacuum, but they get sucked into a cage that has screen on two sides, so they're not going to die. And we found the queen at the end of... She had fallen out of the wall, and she was on the ground. We almost threw her away. She was in the debris pile. Found her. She was huge. She was like a limousine, like an inch and a half. She was just this... The Hayward bees are rather large. And so the next morning... Oh, the crack-up is we didn't get back to the city until about 9 o'clock at night. And it was cold and blustery, and I didn't want to marry the three components, my frames, all the bees, and the queen, which was in a Tupperware with some attendants. So they spent the night in my bedroom. I had the whole beehive in my bedroom all night because it's going to be warmer than outside. And we want to keep the brood warm because it'll kill it otherwise. So I get up about 7:30, take a shower, and between taking a shower... And getting out of the shower, with the 4 minutes, they started escaping through the screen door I'd put on the vacuum cleaner, and I had about 200 bees in my bedroom. And I wanted to wait until it was a little warmer to marry the components outside, put them in a box, and I had to do it then. So I had bees flying and pooping all over my room. And they poop yellow, and it's hard to get off. It just was hilarious. It was just hilarious. But it was really interesting sleeping with them because they don't sleep. And so there was a slight humming all night long. And as soon as the sun hit my windows, you know, the volume went up. And it was actually quite magical.